Pages 12 and 13. The teacher read the data aloud, and the students wrote it in their geography notebooks. They also noted how far Princess Hia was from a stream or stream bed. Marisa and Prayut asked the teacher, "What about the bamboo shoots that will come up? Can the villagers cut and collect them to eat?" Teacher said, "Yes, they can. But they need to cut some, not all, and cut carefully." Teacher showed the students how to cut correctly and leave a few uncut. Bamboo shoot emerging. Teacher and students continued to find more hia and to stick an orange flag by each clump. The next day, some villagers came to collect bamboo shoots to take to sell in the market. When they saw the orange flag, they knew it was the endangered hia bamboo. They cut only a few and very carefully, so the mother plant would not die. They did not harvest Princess Hia because she was the only one growing in that spot. She was very happy that she was spared. Princess Hia continued to grow for 3 years. By that time, she was mature and ready to be made useful. When the local people saw that Princess Hia was tall and strong, they said, "We can collect her now and take her to the can or what maker." Bundle of freshly cut hia. When Princess Hia knew that she would be together with 8 siblings of the can bat, she was delighted. The can maker warmed her over a small fire to make her straight, dry, and to prevent decay.